Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. This is Mary Getten, and it's the first Friday of the month, and we have been holding these meditations every first Friday now for 8 years. And it's just fantastic that we have such a dedicated group of people who keep showing up and doing the work to help clear and clean the waters of this planet. And for those of you who were here last month, I had some really good news for you. The red tide here in Florida seems to have dissipated. It's completely gone in my county, and I think it's down to just minimal levels further south. So, yahoo, we did some good work last month. And I also did a longer meditation for my women's meditation group a couple weeks ago that was centered around the red tide, but also the waters of Florida, and then we expanded it out to the world. So it is up on our globalwaterhealing.org website, so if anybody wants to do a little more cleanup on that red tide, you can go to the website and you'll find it there. I also wanted to tell you just up front, I have another project that I've been working on, and our website just went live. So I just want to invite you to have a look at globaltreelovers.org and see what we're doing with the trees as well. So everything I do is global, global water, global trees. Yeah, so anyway, I'm really excited that we have Takara here today. Takara Scheller, she's best known for helping authors become bestsellers, and she helps individuals to ignite their intuitive gifts and experience transformation. I think she's been working over three decades now, helping thousands of people to discover their unique gifts and talents. And she channels energy and information from a wide array of dimensions. And she teaches many advanced energy healing techniques, and she has her own line of life-changing dolphin angel healing energy infused products. That are called Dancing Dolphin Essences. And every equinox for the past 23 years, she's co-led a global meditation to connect with dolphin and whale consciousness and also to heal the waters of our planet. And she's done that with world-famous Oracle David Adams from Australia. So be sure to give us the information for that today, Takara, before we finish this call. But she's also a four-time best-selling author. She wrote Peering Through the Veil, The Step-by-Step Guide to Meditation and Inner Peace. She co-authored Unleash Your Future. She's a contributing author to Extraordinary Teams and Earth 2012-33, Oracles of the Sea. But I know her best from she created and managed and co-authored the bestseller Dolphins and Whales Forever. And a lot of us here on the call today also shared in that project and had chapters in her book. So your website, Takara's website, is magnificentu, just the letter U, .com. And Takara, we're really excited to have you here. You've been coming and leading it in September for quite a few years now. But can you tell us about how to participate in the equinox meditation?
Yes, yes. So so at equinox every year, both in the spring and the fall equinoxes, we do this guided meditation that you can either do individually or you can, you know, with whatever group you gather for those celebrations, you can include it as part of your ceremony. And that's at 8 p.m. wherever you are in the world. And if you go to my website, magnificent, followed by the letter U.com, magnificentu.com, and look under events, it's listed there with all the details, all the links. You can download the words. You can get an audio with me speaking you through what the guided meditation is. Occasionally I do it live, but I've got other things going on this year, so I'm not going to be doing it live. So it's kind of up to you to do it on your own, but people around the globe have been doing it every year. David and the other people, like in New Zealand and Australia, David's in Australia, they begin, you know, just like at New Year's, where it starts in Australia and then it, you know, goes around the world. We do the same thing with this meditation. So it's 8 p.m. wherever you are, and it comes across the whole earth like a wave.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. I'm excited. I've done it before, so I didn't remember exactly where to find the details. So.
Right. So, and, you know, I also run Wild Dolphin Lovers on Facebook. So the Wild Dolphin Lovers group on Facebook, we always talk about things like that, and many of the people from, you know, our book collaboration and a lot of people on the call are actually part of that group too. So there's going to be information in there.
Okay, cool. Well, what have you got for us today, Takara?
I don't know yet.
Okay,
I always just show up and they lead me through the thing, and I lead you as they lead me. But, I've started seeing them gather. Like, you know, I was starting to prepare myself to be in the right space, to be the channel for the information. And, you know, I just started seeing all these dolphins gathering. It's pretty, there's a lot of dolphins already gathered for this event. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So what we're going to do is... close your eyes. Take a few slow, deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you. Breathing in joy. Breathing out any worries or cares. Breathing in peace. Breathing out any tension that you're holding anywhere in your body. Breathing in love. Breathing out anything that's keeping you from being fully present right here, right now. Just let it go. We're going to imagine that we're all standing on shore. There's beautiful sand under our feet. The sun is shining bright. There's a lovely breeze. And we're facing the ocean in a location that is the perfect temperature of your liking, wherever that might be. Maybe you have a special beach you love to go to, or a place you travel to in your own mind as your sacred inner sanctuary. But transport yourself there. Feel the sand under your feet. Feel the breeze. Maybe you hear a seagull. As you look over the water, you can't help but decide to enter. So you step out into the water and move further out into the water, and you notice it feels fabulous. The ocean feels so nurturing and healing and wonderful. And what we're going to do is we're going to dive down into the ocean from wherever you are. You realize that you can swim underwater and you can breathe underwater effortlessly. And you're going down, down, down towards something that is illuminated below. Off in the distance, you're seeing this illumination from the ocean floor. So you just keep swimming toward it. And you're being escorted, you're being joined by dolphins. And as you look around under the ocean, you see off in the distance various whales and other sea life, sea turtles. And you keep swimming down to this illumination. And the closer you get, the more things come into view. And you realize that there's a giant circle that has been created on the ocean floor. And all around the circle, there are chairs made of single crystals. Giant, clear crystals. Maybe you see them a different color. Whatever you see or sense is perfect. But there's one there for you. There's one there for me. There's one there for Mary. There's one there for David and Linda and everyone else on the call. We are all gathering in this conclave. We are gathering in this council underneath the ocean in these beautiful crystalline chairs where each one, like a throne, is carved out of a single crystal. And you know which one is yours. And when you sit in it, you're able to sit in it and stay underwater easily. And it fits you perfectly. And you know you've been here before. And you feel the vibration coming through this crystal. And you see the illumination happening at the center of the circle. There is this beautiful sphere of light that is illuminating the entire space. And inside this beautiful bubble of light, there are colors and lights dancing and swirling inside. Look around at the other people present. Some of them you may know, and some of them you may not recognize in this particular body, but you do have a memory, a recognition, a soul, a heart recognition of each individual here. We've been here before. We've been here for aeons. Together, coming together at different points in history to create the vortex that we're about to create. The sphere of light with dancing colors and lights inside begins to open, and a beautiful bit of light starts to come up like a double helix, light, ribbons of light, sparkles of light, starting to gently, very slowly, spin out at the top of this beautiful sphere. And with our own deep connection and heart remembrance of one another, inside each of our heart chakras, we begin to feel a glowing from love, from divine love, from divine sisterhood and brotherhood, from divine custodianship of our planet, taking that role seriously as custodians of the water and the land, the trees and the animals, and one another, our fellow humans, caring for each of them, knowing that part of our role is to do this. Feel the love in the space. As this sphere of light opens up and these light spirals begin to exit at the top, looking so beautiful, each one of them, you feel the vibrations bathing you. it's like a birth is happening, a birth of a new frequency, a new vibration of love and healing, a new vibration of creation and cooperation. And as it moves up out of the sphere, it widens and it begins to spin a little bit faster, and we are sending our love to it, our intention to birth the new earth, our intention to bring harmony and joy and peace and prosperity to all of the creatures and the earth itself. Inside this beginning vortex, we begin to see even more light beginning to form like a new cocoon, like a beautiful golden egg beginning to form inside this newly formed little vortex that's coming out of the sphere that was illuminated at the beginning. With your intention, with your love, take a moment and send heart energy like a beam of light to this cocoon, this beautiful egg of light, this golden entity that is the new earth. Send that love there. And in your mind, think of the qualities and traits that you desire for this new earth to have, this new energy that is being birthed on the planet to bathe and blanket the entire planet, things like peace and prosperity and harmony. And now I'm going to be quiet as you add additional intentions into this new birth. Feel the dolphins, the whales, the other sentient beings on planet Earth also sending their intentions. Using their sonar and other telepathic gifts, they imprint the new Earth into this new beautiful egg of light. And now the dolphins come in, as they so beautifully do, to midwife the birth. And this cocoon begins to open and outpours all of this golden light energy, and it begins to permeate all of the water. It permeates us, it permeates all of the water around it, and then it continues out. And see it growing and glowing, moving throughout the planet and all of the waters, not just the oceans, but the rivers and the streams. And then somehow also, because of that 100th monkey potential, the lakes and other individualized bodies of water, even the water underneath the earth, between the layers of hard rock and dirt, those water layers are also being infused with this new energy, this new beautiful, powerful, magnificent, loving vibration. See and sense this energy moving across the globe. Feel this energy permeating all of your cells, altering your DNA, in a positive way all of the water in your body, receiving this beautiful gift of this beautiful golden light, this beautiful harmony, this beautiful upgrade. And now imagine in the circle that we have created at the bottom of the sea that we each reach out and we hold hands with the people next to us. And we let the energy move throughout the circle. And we breathe, and the energy pulses, and we feel the frequencies rising, and we feel our own energy lifting, and we feel ourselves moving up into a higher vibration, individually and together as one. And as that begins to feel complete, you drop your hands and you notice that one of the dolphins has come to join you, has come up right behind you. And so you stand up and you make your way to beside this dolphin, and then this dolphin is going to transport you. All you have to do is put your hand on the dolphin, and it will transport you to a location on the planet where the water needs special attention and healing. As you put your hand on the dolphin or the orca or whatever shows up, move to that location instantly. Look around. Determine where you are. And ask what is needed here. If you were at one of the previous meditations that I led, or if you have a sacred symbol all your own, we brought in sacred symbols for healing. If you don't already have one, one will be provided to you now. Whatever you see, whatever you sense, it could be a sacred geometric shape, it could be a color, it could be a tone, whatever it is, you're given a gift of healing. And you're going to use it in this location wherever you find yourself. The dolphin will help you, or the orca, or whatever sea creature showed up to assist you. I'm going to be quiet for a moment. As you do whatever you feel guided to do to assist in the healing and upgrade and cleansing and nurturing and harmonization of this location. As you work with this energy and these sacred geometric forms or whatever tool you've been given, feel light begin to come in through your crown chakra, where your blowhole would be if you were a dolphin or whale. feel the light coming in, coming through your body and down your arms and out the palms of your hands to accelerate and amplify what's already happening. You're in a triangulation between the divine, however you perceive that, and the dolphin or whale assisting you and your own self. Together, a triad for healing. If you yourself need any type of physical or mental, emotional support or healing, you can use this energy coming through for yourself as well. And the symbol that you received can also assist you. If you see a sea creature swimming past that appears injured or in need of support, you can use your symbol and your intention and a beam of light, of healing love from your heart to assist them. I'd like to take a moment to send special love and support to the dolphins in Taiji and the whales in the Faroes and anywhere else our beloved friends with fins need assistance. And now we allow the light that was coming in through the top of your head, coming down through your body and down your arms, we let that begin to dissipate. It becomes less and less until it closes off entirely, just for now. And again, we touch the dolphin or orca or whatever came to help us, we touch their back, and we are transported once again back to our gathering under the ocean, sitting in the beautiful crystalline chairs. We take the hand of the people beside us once again, and we see a giant sphere of light form around all of us, together as one. Big, beautiful sphere of light encircling all of us. And we sense this beautiful vibration. We thank our guides and our higher selves for the opportunity to be of service in this way. We put our hands in a prayer position and we bow to one another, thanking each other for being here and for playing our part and for stepping up as we feel guided to do in service to our planet, in service to the divine. And now it's time to bid one another adieu. You might hug one another, You might blow a kiss. You might wave. Whatever feels appropriate to say goodbye in physical to all these beautiful beings that you know and love and have known for eons. And now it's time to make our way back up to the surface, back to the shore. Standing there, imagining that you can feel the sand under your feet again, the sun shining on your skin, the breeze starting to dry you off from being in the water. Feel the loving glow in your heart as it remains there. Feel the upliftment in your cells from the upgrade that you just experienced. Remember the symbol that you received and know that you can utilize it for any type of healing at any time. And now we're going to conclude our meditation by gently wiggling your fingers and your toes, moving your head gently side to side, feeling yourself once again back in your body. You can make little circles with your head on your shoulders, and you can pat your arms and your legs if you're not feeling very grounded. You can even send down roots if that's much more of an assistance to you. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Oh, wow. Takara, that was fabulous.
Woo, I feel trippy now.
Oh, man, yeah. Woo. Wow, that was amazing. My whole body is humming.
Yeah, I never know where they're going to take me, and that was really, really, really fun.
It was fantastic.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. All I saw before we started was I started to see the glow on the bottom of the ocean. The rest of it was, I was led through it as I was leading you through it. It was beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, that was fantastic. Whew. So, if anybody's back in their body and would like to share something or ask Takara a question, anything.
Let me throw out something before anybody else says anything.
Sure.
There is also a cetacean summit coming up starting on Monday. Where a whole bunch of people are, you know, doing meditations and talking about dolphins and whales and stuff, and that's something else people might be interested in. So
right.
Either in Wild Dolphin Lovers or on my website on the events section, you can find out about that as well.
Thank you for saying
you're
that.
You're welcome.
I forgot.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, I know. It's so hard. I wrote it down. That's how I remembered.
Oh, good. Good for you. Okay. If somebody would like to share something, *6 to unmute yourself.
Hello. I'm not sure if this is coming through. My name is Angela.
Yep. We can hear you, Angela.
Hi. I just wanted to say that was so beautiful. This is my first time here. I've been meaning to come on several times, and it hasn't worked out. And this was amazing, and I will definitely be coming back. And just thank you so much. So beautiful. I could see the dolphins and feel everything and everyone. And when we all held hands the first time, my refrigerator started buzzing really loudly. So I'm not sure if that means anything, but all of this is new to me, but my entire body is still humming and just feels really special. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And Angela, just so you know, I will post that on the website. All of the past meditations are on globalwaterhealing.org, So,
oh, thank you.
Anytime you know, have a half hour to devote to the water, just go to the website and just let your intuition guide you. Just pick one and off you go. So those are all available.
Thank you. I would love that, and I will do that. And one other thing I wanted to share, just because it just happened today, and I guess it's timely. My youngest daughter, she didn't know that I was doing this. She's 7, but she came to my room a couple hours ago, and she made me a paper puppet of a dolphin. So this dolphin is here with me, and told us that her name is Cynthia, with a very odd spelling as well. Cynthia. So I just wanted to share that because it's probably a little bit odd and different, but just felt like it needed to come out. So
that's fabulous. She was
thank you again.
Picking up on the energy.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Angela. Is there anybody else who'd like to say something? *6 to unmute yourself. It's always so hard to come back.
I know. I never know if people are just really disappointed or if they're really not in their body.
They're just usually not in their body. Lenny, I think I hear you.
This is Lenny calling or talking or being. And I wanted to thank you, Takara, as always, for your beautifully paced, transparent room for us to experience meditations that you do. They're really, really special. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
I went to all the stormwaters that have been impacted and created by the recent storm in our country and up in Canada now, and felt the light and the love and the colors and the tones that I felt as part of the healing, helping to clear the water and transform it into something of a bathing experience for people to cleanse themselves at levels that have been hurting and confused and fearful.
Wow.
Nice.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Lisa. Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Great. Hi, this is Elisa Novick. Nice to be back here after a while.
Hi.
And
good to have you here.
Thank you. Excuse me?
I said it's good to have you here.
Yes, I agree. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the ones I've missed. Anyway, that was a beautiful meditation when you had us beaming the light and the love. I recognized that I had a layer that was still carrying the negativity, the negative patterns from this planet. And so I did a really lovely clearing. A lot of it seemed to show up around my throat chakra. So that was nice, just to see that kind of separation and almost seeing it like congeal out so that I could remove it. That was beautiful. And the gift I got was to broadcast was a frequency that I learned many years ago. I was looking for the sound that created all of creation. It's very high. It's not always that easy for me to get there, but once I got there, I felt such a relief, and I just felt the light go out for me all around the planet, anywhere it was needed, to any waters, any place, and it also felt like something in me also was shedding or clearing, which was a lovely sensation. And one very interesting thing was that when you talked about that woven egg, woven out of light, I remembered that from a workshop, one of the classes that's facilitated where we t- come together and create these exquisite patterns of healing and thriving. And just people just say what they see when these patterns kind of crystallize in light. And almost everything that you described there was there. So that was quite amazing because I hadn't remembered that consciously at all. I'm just so happy I've been here. Thank you so much,
great.
Mary, Takara, and everyone who's participating, because I, even though I don't know you, I knew I was connected to you, and it's lovely to be in that space of, you know, where more than one light comes through. God bless.
Thank you.
Lovely. I think it's interesting that she had experienced some of that in a workshop, because I've never seen most of that before. So that was really interesting.
Well, some of the patterns that we create in those workshops, Spirit will tell me the last hundreds or even up to 10,000 years we've had them.
So yeah, right, exactly.
Maybe this is validation that it's still there because you tapped into it.
Exactly.
Maybe not. I don't know, you know, but I'm not checking that. But, you know, I've always gotten that these very precise, exquisite patterns that we create in this constellational process, you know, go on way beyond us. We're still part of it, but they're also available for anyone who wants to tap into them. And so if that's what's happened here, wow, wonderful. And, of course, it was wonderful, I forgot to say, to be back with the dolphins.
Yeah,
I'm happy. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Elisa. Anybody else have something you wanted to share? Before people do start signing off, I was surprised when I called in today to find that we're going to have a new number in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So in case you didn't write that down, if you have a pen handy, the new phone number for next month is 267-807-9605. So free conference call just sprung that on me today. I had no idea that was happening. But I guess the access code will stay the same, and I know that changed just a month or so ago. So the new number is 267-807-9605. And I believe, you know, if you're calling in on the computer, that will be exactly the same, and the international numbers will probably be the same too. Next month, our meditation will be on October 1st, and it will be led by Ann Gordon. So a lot of you know Ann, and she's actually the one putting together the Cetacean Summit, so I'm sure there's going to be some dolphins involved with that meditation as well. So is there anybody else that has something they'd like to say before we sign off today? Thank you so much, Takara. I always love what you bring to this gathering. I'm just so grateful that you keep saying yes when I ask if you will lead a call. So I'm very grateful, and I will be participating in the Equinox meditation for sure.
It's always my honor and blessing to be here, so keep asking. I'll keep saying yes.
I will. How about I just put you down for September next
year? Put me down for September. I always do it in September.
I love
that's
that.
Because that's when the cove and the Taiji begins, and so it's my way of sending blessings to those beloved beings that, you know,
right,
are faced with that big challenge. And so, yeah.
Okay. You've got it.
Awesome. I'll put it on my calendar.
Okay. That sounds perfect. Well, I am going to unmute everyone so we can all say our chaotic goodbye. And until I see you next month, have a wonderful life.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Best wishes.
Hey, take care. Lots of love to you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.